And here we are in KUTX's Studio 1A, and the band is chatting away about one thing and another, and they're a big band. They are the White Ghost Shivers, and they are here to entertain us and you today. And they've got lots of people in the band, and they're having their 10th annual White Ghost Shivers Halloween Ball. And it's going to be happening at the Spider House Ballroom.
That's right.
Which is just up the street around 29th Street in Guadalupe. Ooh, and who's that? Well, I think you better introduce all yourselves. And I can't believe Shorty is wearing one of those cut-off, no-sleeve shirts in this freezing studio.
Oh, well, I did think about that. I thought it's going to be cold, but I also knew it was going to be kind of warm today, so.
Because you're all, so
ahead.
Many of you people in the band. So who all else is here? We got a clarinet.
Yes, we do.
That's Sporty Velour.
Oh, yeah, that's my name. I
Sporty Velour.
Sporty.
Okay, the velour part
kitty.
Is what I was questioning.
Kitty cat.
Okay.
His clothing choices.
Oh, yes, very nice. Very
hot
nice.
Tease like on the violin.
Go ahead. There you go.
That's hot tea, see?
Hot tea.
Just a little hot tea.
Hot tea sounds good to me right now. Okay. And we've got, now what's the, wait.
Cella Blue.
Cella
Boo
right now.
I don't
see
right
Cella on
Ooh.
Here. Where is Cella?
Do they forget
it's
me?
Please.
They didn't put Cella on here.
What?
No, she's on there.
It's what?
Please, blue cheese.
Okay, and Shorty. Otherwise,
please, give me some more blue cheese. Oh.
Shorty Plump.
What's that?
They're calling you Shorty Plump?
Yeah. on occasion.
Skinniest guy on the planet.
Just for Halloween.
How tall are you, Shorty?
2 and 13 meters.
He's 7 feet tall, people.
Let's
and
cut
John,
to the
your
chase.
Math skills are very impressive
and
this morning.
John Burnett was in here yesterday, and he's 6'7", and he used to be 6'8", or something like that, and his son is like, I'm pretty sure he's almost 7 feet.
Yeah.
So who knows? The tall people are taking over the world. And over there
hopefully.
On the guitar, we've got the voice of amazing. Can you do a little bit of that voice for us?
What sort of voice are you looking for?
We're looking for that.
Oh, gobbler, you're going to hear some
gobbler.
Of that.
Okay.
I'm gonna save that.
Sir smokes a lot.
Okay.
So at your service,
and your
Lord.
Bass player back there.
Plant legs.
Is.
I forget his name.
Who are you?
Stop.
What was he? You shall not be
that
remembered.
Charles
Poppy.
Charles Mingus is
Poppy.
On the bass, they say. Okay, let's have some music, people.
It's Halloween. We decided to bring
let's
a
have
ghost
some music.
To play bass. Speaking of ghosts, let's do a little song called Ghost Song.
Welcome.
This one's for you, John.
The gobbler's in the house.
1, 2, 3, 4. Not a star was in sight, and a graveyard by church way up on the hill. Well, the ghosts come out to play, and then I thought I heard one say, I've got you. I always will. I've got you where I want you. I'm gonna keep you where I got you. For you're the one that shot my great grandpa. I told you I would get you if I saw you. Thank you. got you, for you're the one that shot my great-grandpa.
We have live music today in Studio 1A with the White Ghost Shivers and more different sounds, and you can imagine what they are. And where else can you hear a concerto for nose, flute, and violin and
nowhere.
Backup orchestra with band? Nowhere.
Absolutely.
There's no such thing as this anywhere else.
Right.
This
here
is
I
the White Ghost Shivers. And the voice of the ghost over there was the guitar player with the group, and his name is Sir Smokes-a-Lot.
At your service, my lord.
That's the voice you heard there. And Shorty played the nose flute, and the rest of the band is just terrific. And Cella Boo is the girl singer, and she's
the only box in the bunch.
What are you guys going to dress up like for Halloween?
Oh, it's a
I think we're going to talk about that after this.
Yeah. It'll be a surprise.
It's a secret.
They
okay,
don't know.
And they're playing up at the Spider House Ballroom this Thursday.
Night. Halloween, probably.
All Hallows Eve at the Spider House Ballroom.
Starting at what time and going to what time?
The doors open at 9 p.m. And fun starts right at 9 p.m. with the Hot Nut Riveters, which is a side band of Guy Forsyth. Great little
guys in the
jazz
band.
And. And then Mr. Lewis and his Funeral Five play at about 9:30.
Like?
Who's that?
What are they, the one Mr. Lewis?
Oh, Mr. Lewis. And, they're sort of a, let's see, they describe themselves as like, what, macabre. So they're kind of a,
playing on
kind
the
of Tom's Waits, Tom Waits-ish sort of rock and roll. It's
sounds
good stuff.
Great, yeah, sounds great.
And then our
they got to send me their CD so I can play it.
Yes,
oh, for sure.
That's great.
Yeah, I think
they're wonderful.
Probably really enjoy it, yeah. And then we've got Clyde and Clem's Whiskey Business after them. And then
you start at midnight?
We start just before midnight, go to about 1.
So if you're looking for a place to go to celebrate Halloween night, the Spider House Ballroom.
It's probably where you want to go.
That's it.
If you so choose.
We also have the girl who knows, the mentalist, to read your mind.
Oh, my goodness.
And our pal Dennis will be DJing all night. All sorts of great vintage spooky music on vinyl. So
this is going to be a great night.
It's
and it's
wonderful.
On Halloween night, Thursday night, just a block or two north of us here at the Spider
That's
House
right.
Ballroom. Carry on, people. Sing
Carry
some
on.
More songs.
Here's a new tune. Not on any of our records. It will be on our new record coming out about 2020. And it's a little tune inspired by Nick and Nora Charles, right, Sally?
That's correct. The Thin Man series. This is inspired by their fabulous one-liners, and one in particular. The dark of night.
And as you can tell, this is a band that loves to play on double entendre and other possible things. Why were they called drawers? Did they used to have drawstrings or something? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a great question.
That is a great question.
We should explore it on Wikipedia or something like that.
It's okay. a chest full of drawers.
Put your drawers in the drawers, man.
There are many drawers in that chest.
Yes, there are.
Okay, now we've got the White Ghost Shivers in here, and they're doing a lot of old-timey music, but if you think that was written back in the 1920s, think again.
Sadly mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
It was written by...
us.
The White Ghost Shivers themselves came up with that drawer original song. How about that? Pretty darn good.
Bubbling out of us.
Now, that first one you sang, the ghost song, that was by somebody else.
That was by, I think it's credited to Salty Holmes. I think it was that was probably recorded in the 40s or 50s, but I think originally he was part of a band called the Prairie Ramblers or something like that, and the late 20s, early 30s, an old hillbilly string band, and I think they did a version of that originally.
How about that? Now, what was that squeaky sound I heard coming out of that violin just now?
I think the first pick slide ever was on that recording, wasn't it?
That cannot be good for that violin, can it?
That's what we think.
It's good for me, though.
It wasn't Boston.
It's good for him, though. Okay, so you're just abusing these instruments, and yet they get better and better with time. And we've had you guys in here every year, it seems like, for Halloween. And for a long, long time. How long has the White Ghost Shivers been together?
Well, we've been together for 14 years.
But this is the 10th annual Halloween
Spider
Ball.
House Ballroom.
Yep. 10 balls deep.
10 balls deep.
That's great. Watch out.
Can't believe
you can get away with murder singing, but once you start talking and things get a little off color, then you get in big trouble with the FCC.
That's always the case.
Yes. Just write a song about it.
Okay, so the White Ghost Shivers are going to be celebrating this Thursday night, Halloween night, along with several other bands, Guy Forsythe's band, and what'd you say, Lewis?
Mr. Lewis and his
Mr.
funeral.
Mr. Lewis
funeral
and
five.
His funeral five. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. I got to get their CD.
Yeah.
Make sure I get it before Halloween.
Clyde and Clem's Whiskey Business. Mm-hmm. And the Girl Who Knows.
And it's all happening. For how much? Is $100 to get into this thing or what?
Oh, $150. Please.
No.
How much is the admission?
It's
20.
20? Completely reasonable.
Online.
Yeah,
20 on online. Early bird is 20.
Early bird special online.
And check it out at spiderhouseballroom.com or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or White Ghost Shivers.
It'll go up to I think 30. I think on night of
30 so. Day of 20. Yeah,
when
early
it gets
bird.
To be midnight on Halloween night, it will cost $150,000.
It could.
And you will not be able to fit in. So get there early.
Yes.
And whatever extra candy you have.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we give the candy to?
Well, I might be there.
Us, of course.
Taking some candy.
I'm giving my candy to the 7-year-olds that come around.
I brought some candy here today.
Oh, that's
some brains for you.
This is the week for us to all go sugar crazy, so just give up. And let's have another tune from the White Ghost Shivers. Our engineer is Cliff Hargrove, and they sound great. I don't know how you got all these sounds together, but here we go.
Drink and I'll wait at the side. See those highbrow creeps at night. All night at White Ghost Shivers Ball. Tomorrow night at White Ghost Shivers. Shivers Ball. night at Mike O'Shiva's bar. Gotta rip the flesh right off my baby doll. When her heart stops pumping, she'll begin to flail. Strangle her with my tie and tails. Tomorrow night at Mike O'Shiva's bar. Tomorrow night at Mike O'Shiva's bar.
The White Ghost Shivers here in KUTX. We just love this band. And they're going to have so much fun on Halloween night. Now, the song says tomorrow night at the White, but it's actually on Thursday night
right.
at the White Ghost Shivers.
Should have changed the lyrics.
He's going to rip that flesh right off of his baby doll.
So that's right. See?
All of the zombies will be welcome to this event. The zombies are on the ascendance now, thanks to that television show and all the other. I don't know where zombies came from all of a sudden. I'm not crazy for zombies. I like vampires, but, you know, well. Got to make room, and you've got to be liberal in this world. In okay, as much
have
as we
to
can.
Take the zombies as well.
Right.
Good to know, though.
So we've got the White Ghost Shivers, and that song was actually written by some fellow named Weston Borghese, whom I believe is actually reincarnated into this room right now, though he was an early ancestor of Bela Lugosi.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Weston exactly. Borghese.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, anyway, Weston is actually Shorty, who plays the nose flute for you right here with the White Ghost Shivers Ball. And I think this band is just hysterically great. And I love, love, love the way you play and the tunes you play. I just am crazy for you.
Thanks.
So and you've got a CD, at least one, I know.
Well, we've got three.
Three CDs.
The first one is luckily out of print, and then the second one is Everyone's Got 'Em, and our more recent one came out about a year ago, is Nobody Loves You Like We Do.
Okay.
Very proud of that one. It's very
So that's good. The one to get.
Yes.
Nobody Loves You Like We Do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody Loves You Like We Do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure love to making love to any one of you in this band with names like, you know, Sella Boo. It's going to be a scary object. So get to the White Ghost Shivers Ball. Shake a leg.
That's it.
Have fun. Dress up and act silly. And really, really, thank you so much for coming in. Cliff Hargrove, our engineer. And thank you so much to Peter for putting them in here. And bravo. I'm John Elliott, your host on Eclectic Coast. This is KUTX Austin.
Thank you.